the rest of the story. Richard Jordan was a doctor, Ohio Medical College, class of 1850. But more than an M.D., he was the most sincere of humanitarians, an attitude reflected in his every deed. So you'll understand then why the outbreak of the Civil War affected him so. As far as Dr. Richard was concerned, there was nothing civil about it. He was living in Indianapolis at the time, and from that vantage point, he witnessed the gathering clouds of destruction. It seemed there were always soldiers passing his door. They were more than just troops. Dr. Richard said they were men, and their faces, some anxious, some eager, some strangely blank, so young, the doctor thought, to grapple with death or to risk even worse. Well, the war dragged on. The soldiers arrived, departed, the wounded, the sick, the dead, comprising a lengthening procession. Most of the latter, he wrote at the time, lost their lives not in battle, but by sickness and exposure incident to the service. That made it all the more terrible somehow, an awareness which was to inspire the crowning achievement in Dr. Richard's life, an idea through which the lives of countless young men might be spared. He'd have to work quickly, of course. Theories would accomplish nothing. With a possible solution just beyond his grasp, he would now feel responsible for each subsequent war casualty, unbelievably personally responsible. Dr. Richard's desperation experimentation began in 1861. The following spring, his life-saving proposal was ready to be revealed, and it was revealed. And it was rejected by Abraham Lincoln himself. No, the president did not disagree with Dr. Richard's theory. He couldn't deny the success of the initial tests. But he distrusted him because the doctor happened to have been born in the South, in North Carolina. So Dr. Richard's humanitarian plan was to gain no appreciable acceptance until the war was almost over. Dr. Richard Jordan, the most sincere of humanitarians, it caused him such anguish to see the waste of young lives in war. But then it occurred to him that he could create something which might, in his own words, supersede the necessity of large armies, and consequently exposure to battle and disease would be greatly diminished. And the good doctor did create that something. And though it was not accepted during the war between the states, it was approved immediately thereafter to be employed in virtually every war worldwide forever after. Dr. Richard's invention, you see, was to diminish the size of all armies by enabling one man to do as much in battle duty as 100 men. And yet his dream was transformed into a nightmare. For indeed his creation, the very invention by which he proposed to spare lives, was eventually to kill more people than any other single man-made weapon, even more than the aerial bomb. It was his greatest achievement, the only reason he is remembered. But it's a humanitarian idea that backfired on Dr. Richard Jordan Gatling. Gatling, you know his invention of good intention as the Gatling gun, the machine gun. Only now you know the rest of the story.